Many thanks, Mr. Chair-Rapporteur. We have listened carefully to the comments that were expressed by delegations, and we would like also to share some comments on Article 4 and 5 to present the approach taken by the EU and our experience in addressing the substantive issues that are covered by the articles of the draft LBI, notably following the entry into force of the Due Diligence Directive on the 25th of July this year. In the EU, victims' rights are enshrined by a number of instruments, including the European Convention on Human Rights, the EU Charter of Fundamental Rights, and the Victims' Rights Directive, in addition to national laws of EU member states. In addition, under the Corporate Sustainability Due Diligence Directive, EU member states will, in the future, have to ensure access to justice for victims, both before independent supervisory authorities and in court, including through injunctive relief, interim measures, and civil liability actions brought against companies that intentionally or negligently fail to conduct human rights and environmental due diligence. Under this directive, natural persons will be entitled to submit substantiated concerns through easily accessible channels to any supervisory authority when they have the reason to believe that a company is failing to comply with its due diligence obligation, and the authority has to assess this within an appropriate period of time and, where appropriate, exercise its powers, including to order remediation. With respect to the right to privacy that is mentioned in Article 4.2e, I would like to recall that in its procedure under the Due Diligence Directive, the authority also has to take the necessary measures for the appropriate protection of the identity of the complainant and his or her personal information. As for civil liability, victims are entitled to bring a representative action, and member states must ensure that the costs of proceedings are not prohibitively expensive for claimants to seek justice. Regarding class actions, which are referred to in Article 4.2d, while EU law allows victims of business-related human rights abuses to access courts through a representative, this right does not include the possibility to bring a class action. Likewise, only few of the EU member states allow for class or collective actions in all areas of law, including for the protection of human rights. In fact, we would be interested in better understanding whether, under the draft LBI, state parties are meant to ensure both representative and class actions, or if the requirement is limited to ensuring at least one of them. As to Article 4.2f, access to information, while under the EU law, rights to access to information exist against the state exist in certain cases, such as for environmental information in line with the Aarhus Convention, there is no general right to access to information and neither to receive this information in relevant languages or accessible formats. However, with regards to information or documents held by companies under the Due Diligence Directive, courts must have the power to order companies, under certain conditions, to disclose evidence under their control when this is necessary and proportionate to support the victim's plausible claim in court. However, again, there is no right to receive such information in particular languages or formats. As to, again, Article 4.2f, in the EU, while legal aid is not an absolute right available to all victims, it is generally available. For instance, it is foreseen by the EU Charter of Fundamental Rights and the European Convention for Human Rights for criminal proceedings for those who are in need of legal aid. We would be interested in better understanding whether this is also the approach taken in the draft LBI and whether Article 4.2f of the draft LBI is to be interpreted in line with Article 7.3a, according to which state parties shall ensure appropriate, adequate, and effective legal aid that is responsive to the needs of the people for whose use legal aid is intended. Thank you.